I've really not had time to think about it. It's just, it was a shock, really. That's all.
Okay.
Well, absolutely horrific. It was quite surprising to wake up this morning and see that something like that actually happened back in Glasgow. So it was quite sad, and obviously it's a popular wee bar for students and the older ones alike that like music, and everybody in Glasgow knows it's always remarkably busy, so over everybody's fingers are crossed in the hope that the outcome's not as severe as what's anticipated.
I think it's terrible, it's a tragedy.
Okay, that's okay.
I'm kind of heartbroken and perplexed by it. I wasn't here and I don't know anybody that was here, I'm just a guy in the street, but I woke up to it this morning and the first thing I did was call the non-emergency police line to ask if there was, you know, volunteers. I didn't know what sort of scale it was in. And I've kind of just wandered down to see if there is anything like that. It's just, it's so sad. It's nice that there's a level of humanity here. Everybody seems to want to help. Maybe that's not the best thing. Maybe we're all just in the way. But yeah, I just feel terrible by it. It makes me feel really terrible. I want to do anything, even if I'm just making tea or something. Maybe that sounds silly. I don't know. But that's, yeah, that's my thoughts. And I think that's, when I look at my Facebook, that's what everybody else seems to be saying.
Okay, thank you. All right.
I'm just here to pay my respects. I was a paramedic for 13 years before an accident, and I actually worked on the air ambulance, so I'm in town anyway, so just to pay my respects, because it's a really awful thing that's happened.
Okay.
It's devastating. I can't believe it. I'm just going to walk away. It's a shame.
Why did you come down?
I'm at my guitar license, my wee grandson, but it's a shame. No.
Thank you.
Well, surprising, but just a bit of a shock, I guess. It's hard to say, disappointing. It's hard for everybody.
Okay.